time once again for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Brighton McConnell, and this is where we catch up every single week with our friends, our neighbors just across the county line to see what's happening in the Chatham County community. Lots across our communities on Election Day that are happening. And joining me on the phone right now is Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard. Karen, happy Tuesday.
Happy Election Tuesday.
Yeah, I imagine it's probably a pretty good feeling to not have to be in the cycle of the election season this year. But we know that Chatham is definitely still involved. We have several county commissioner races, lots of municipal elections also happening, especially in Siler City. So I figure we start there, Karen. Is there anything regarding this election day that you in particular are following?
Well, absolutely. The county commissioner races. We have two board members that are going to be replaced. So we'll, in addition to just having our regular cycle of three, we have two board members that are, one board member who left, you'll remember that Jim Crawford retired, and we have a temporary Robert Logan in place. So that seat is open, and Diana Hales will not be running again. So that seat is open. And then we have Franklin Gomez Flores, who's running for his seat again. But this is a significant shift for our board, with three board members potentially being up for re-election. So that's, of course, a very compelling interest for me. And we do have Siler City municipal elections with a lot of candidates, certainly more than I have seen in the local elections in Siler City over recent years. And so there's a lot of potential change coming to the region.
Yeah, it absolutely sounds like it feels like a pretty important primary cycle, and the general election is going to be interesting too in November. Definitely some of the races we'll be keeping an eye on tonight as we do our election special coming up at 7 o'clock. And a reminder, polls close at 7:30, so there is still plenty of time to go out and vote if you have not cast your ballots yet, whether that is in Orange or Chatham County. You just got to make sure you're casting them in your correct county and precinct where you're registered. Once again, we're speaking with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard. And in addition to it being a busy night when it comes to kind of the future for the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen, it is also a busy night for this current board because there's a meeting coming up in just a few hours, right?
Yes. So last night we had our first budget hearing at the meeting in Pittsburgh. And tonight we are presenting the same budget and have opening up the public hearing for the budget in Siler City. So it's the next couple of weeks really are quite busy for staff and the commissioners as we go through our budget work sessions, which start next week, and get public input on the budget between Pittsburgh and Siler City. And it's always a good thing when people come out and speak to the budget. We do not get as many people that coming out and speaking about things that they saw in the budget or would like to see in the budget as one might think. But it is always good when we do get that public input, that public voice saying, you know, we're looking at what's happening in local government. We're looking at how money is being spent. And we have some ideas for you, which I think is a really good thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We were just talking about the importance of public feedback with the Hillsborough mayor. Of course, all of our local governments really thick into the budget season and through the deliberations. So there is tonight's meeting. That's an opportunity for people to share their thoughts. Are there any other options for people to kind of come out and speak, either speak with the county commissioners or leave some feedback for the commissioners and county staff on this budget proposal?
Yeah, so the public hearings will stay open, and then we begin our work sessions on the 24th, on May 24th, so next Wednesday, begin our work sessions. And we have the 24th, 25th, and 26th scheduled for those hearings, for those work sessions. And throughout that whole process, the public is welcome to send emails to the board of commissioners, to the staff, and have their voices heard. And then our goal is to have our budget finalized by the June 21st meeting.
Got it. Once again, we're speaking with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard. The website to go to in order to check out what they are indeed considering when it comes to the budget is chathamcountync.gov. chatham.gov. Pretty easy to find the budget materials there, especially if you go to the most recent Chatham County Commissioners meetings and their meeting materials. Was there anything else that the county commissioners covered at their meeting last night? I should have mentioned it. So it was a back-to-backer with a meeting and work session yesterday. But I imagine that the budget probably took up a good chunk of the agenda, right, Karen?
It did. And we also had some recognitions. We always, monthly, we do a recognition of staff that are retiring. And we had four retirees. And we also had Chatham County's Director of Social Services was recognized as the Director of Social Services of the Year by her professional organization. So we did that. And those are always, that's the pleasant part of our board meeting, or the more pleasant part for me. We had a number of public hearings around the final cell tower that we are erecting as part of our emergency services upgrade. And the hope is that each of these towers will offer some opportunities for co-location of services for telecommunication services and the expansion of broadband. So we had those public hearings last night. We also had some input. We did have some input on our budget, particularly around salaries for election staff. And so there's some conversation ongoing about that. I think the best thing about our budget really was the extent to which Chatham has thrived over the past couple of years, where we know that a lot of communities are not looking at the same budgetary outcomes that we had. We had some significant announcements of investments in Chatham County. We added that Article 46 sales tax just heading into COVID, and were pleasantly surprised that our numbers went significantly above what was budgeted and anticipated, because a lot of people started shopping from home. And we are seeing the benefit of having fixed the little loophole challenge that we had, where some of our sales tax was being allocated to surrounding counties because we share these zip codes with Orange and Wake and Durham counties. And so having plugged that hole a little, or a little more than it was before, we really have seen some significant recoveries in sales tax, in our deed stamp marriages. And, Chatham really has benefited significantly and done really well in the pandemic. And that positions us well to meet this growth that we have coming, so that we are able to invest in a way that will make this growth not as painful or as difficult as some of the surrounding counties have faced at times when, we had the last time we had that downturn in the economy, there was huge growth in the triangle, and it left communities struggling to meet that increased demand. We are not going to have that problem.
Yeah, well, once again, still plenty of time to check out that proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year in Chatham County. You can head to their website, chathamcountync.gov, and the details are right there on their homepage. And you can also check out the recent meetings for the Chatham County Commissioners if you aren't able to make it tonight or are looking for more details on that meeting happening tonight. Now, we do have a few minutes left, and I want to make sure that we save plenty of time for this, Karen, because we had an event in Chatham County over the weekend that I know you attended, and that's because we were able to do some really great coverage on the Chatham County Remembrance Coalition and their memorial for victims of lynchings in Chatham County all the way back in, well, I shouldn't say all the way back, but in the late 1800s. And I know that's the second year in a row that there has been this kind of recognition. And we heard your thoughts in the story, but wanted to get some thoughts a few days removed on your opinion on how that event went, of course, but also the importance of continuing for these recognitions and the efforts that the county is still trying to make sure that these victims of lynchings aren't kind of lost to history.
Yes, absolutely. And it was great to meet Andrew from your staff. There's so much that goes into telling the story of a community. Telling the story of a country, telling our history. And when you exclude parts of that story that were so significant, we don't understand the outcomes. We don't understand why things are the way they are. And so we often look at, from my perspective, we look at the challenges that communities of color face, and we attempt to address them, correct them, support the communities, but without any real understanding of the history that got us where we are. And if we don't tell those truths, if we don't tell our story, in a way that honors and dignifies the past of all of us, we're never going to unravel those challenges. We're never really going to get at the root causes. And I think about, you know, one thing that sat with me this morning, a couple of days after that, was just thinking about all of the contributions that those people could have made to our communities, the children that they would have had, the families that they would have been part of, the decisions they would have and could have been part of, and how that was just snatched from those families. They, aside from being the people who were lynched, they were somebody's mothers and fathers and sisters and aunts and uncles and cousins. And that level, in thinking about what happened in Buffalo a couple of days ago, and the trauma of that horrific loss, that's exactly what these communities and families went through. And I think it's absolutely incumbent on us to tell our stories honestly and completely and incorporate the voices of the people that were silenced. And I think that's what we're doing. And that's what this Remembrance Coalition is doing. And I'm so proud of Chatham. I'm so proud of the turnout. I'm so proud of the willingness to embrace the difficult parts of our story, the parts that are not as beautiful as we would have hoped them to be, but to honor them and give dignity to the families, to the victims, and to their story by lifting it up now and saying, we know what happened. And we are so deeply sorry that any of us could have participated in this. And I think that's a wonderful thing for us to be able to do.
Yeah, I thought it was a particularly poignant part of Chatham's recognition with the local government's anniversary last year. And it seemed like the memorial this time was also very powerful with the soil collection. And I know that there are efforts to have a plaque in place remembering those victims before long near the courthouse and the county government.
Yeah.
I also think it begs the question, Karen, do you foresee this kind of event, this kind of recognition for those lynching victims and other lynching victims becoming an annual event, not just for the, maybe for the coalition and for the local government?
So my real hope is that communities around us will begin to do the same thing. There were hundreds of known lynchings in North Carolina, South Carolina, or in this region. And to have just a handful, a smattering of local governments acknowledging it and acknowledging the role that government and policing and leadership played or failed to play, I think is a disservice. I think that real hope is that other local governments look at this and see an opportunity to fix a wrong and to embrace their history even when it is difficult.
Once again, we're speaking with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard. Karen, I'm afraid that we are quickly running out of time, but anything else happening around the Chatham community you want to take a moment to highlight besides Election Day tonight?
Yes, there is one quick thing I want to say. I spent Friday with a group of high school students in Silo City at our School of Science and Engineering, and they presented civics projects to me. And I am proud to say that in Chatham County schools, we are doing really well. We are raising some incredible young people who I have no doubt will boot me out of my seat and replace me without missing a step. And I look forward to it.
Well, once again, that sounds very exciting, of course. Always great to hear encouraging news from the students' front. And once again, if you are looking to catch up anything county government related, chathamcountync.gov is the website to go to. Commissioner Karen Howard, as always, thanks so much for the time. We will let you get back to preparing for that commissioner meeting tonight, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you. Always happy to be here.